supply chain types, and specializations. Supply chains can be differentiated by their type, which refers to how the supply chain is configured to manage the flow of information, products, services, funds, and more between supply chain participants. Here we address forward or linear supply chains and their interrelated processes using the Supply Chain Operations Reference Digital Standard, SCORDS, at a high level, and then we cover reverse, circular, digital, agile, and omni-channel supply chains. Supply chains may also need to specialize, such as for new products, MRO, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies, and services. Forward, linear, supply chains and interrelated processes, SCORDS. Forward supply chains, also called linear supply chains, are often simplified into a linear depiction that moves from one echelon, for example, all wholesalers, to another with goods and services moving downstream and customer requirements, demand, orders, and cash moving upstream. Exhibit 1-2 shows such an example. And this version includes the lean concept of a push-pull frontier, or the point where forecasts of demand are replaced by direct customer orders or other demand signals. In this example, it is at the level of the first-tier suppliers. Determining how far up the chain this can occur can be an important strategic supply chain differentiator. Also note the suppliers upstream and several tiers of customers downstream from manufacturers. Advanced supply chains seek to integrate beyond the first tiers. Exhibit 1-2. Forward supply chain with push/pull frontier example. Linear depictions are useful for simplification and can help when determining the right number of echelons to have. Disintermediation is when an entire echelon is omitted. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines disintermediation as follows. The process of eliminating an intermediate stage or echelon in a supply chain with the goal of reducing total supply chain operating expenses, total supply chain inventory, and or total cycle time to increase the profitability of the remaining echelons. C. Echelon. An organization can develop multiple supply chains simply by determining which echelons to include or omit for a particular customer segment. For example, in a shared supply chain partnership between a retailer and a manufacturer, some goods could be shipped to the retailer's distribution center, DC, and some could be shipped directly from the manufacturer to the retail location. Similarly, goods can be drop-shipped from the manufacturer directly to the customer with just a floor model at the retailer or through direct sales using e-commerce. The key is to determine what value each echelon is adding from the customer's perspective. Each echelon needs to add more value than it costs. Another way to help explain forward supply chains is to go through the organization's actual supply chain for one product and map some part of it all the way upstream to its mining and/or agriculture beginnings and downstream all the way to the final customer. If specific entities in specific locations are used, this is called supply chain mapping. For example, clothing might start with growing cotton and next move on to manufacturing, where fabrication occurs. Thread is spun and cloth is woven to transportation to another country by container ship, and then to near its final market, where assembly occurs, dyeing, cutting, sewing. The item then goes to a DC and then a retail store. In addition to illustrating the nature of the network, this process could reveal ways to improve the supply chain, such as how this chain dyes the fabric at a later stage as a form of postponement. Similarly, if the transformation is for a service organization, it is useful to trace the process of planning, sourcing, and transforming the inputs into outputs. This will help such organizations see that they too have a supply chain that requires integration. While the concept of a linear supply chain is useful, it is limiting. Even the term supply chain implies a linear flow, and many experts prefer the term supply network. Exhibit 1-3 shows how SCORDS uses a symbol of two infinity loops to describe the underlying processes that make up a supply chain. Orchestrate, plan, source, transform, order, fulfill, and return. The loops imply that a supply chain is actually a never-ending flow of processes that have no artificial beginnings or endings. Every party in the supply chain will have their own set of these processes. A buyer's source will be seen as order by the supplier. This model is explored in more detail elsewhere, but it is important here to express that a model such as SCORDS and its integrated metric trees are essential for making sense out of a complex supply chain. Exhibit 1-3, SCORDS processes, reverse supply chains. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the reverse supply chain as the planning and controlling of the processes of moving goods from the point of consumption back to the point of origin for repair, reclamation, recycling, or disposal. C. Reverse logistics. Reverse logistics is a significant cost for organizations, in part because returns come from many places, but in relatively small amounts compared to the forward supply chain. The assortment is irregular, so there are relatively high transportation and materials handling costs to return the items to inventory, recover useful components, or recycle them. This, plus markdowns, makes reverse logistics a significant expense that can harm profits unless proactively planned and managed as its own supply chain separate from the forward supply chain, especially for e-commerce. Organizations need to determine a reverse logistics strategy that includes warranty and return policies that balance cost against customer expectations. A best practice is to carefully monitor each product category separately for return cost and customer sensitivity to policy changes. Many organizations simply sell all return goods to third parties and/or outsource the reverse supply chain to organizations that have this as a core competency. Exhibit 1-4 shows processes that are often outsourced. Exhibit 1-4. Example of reverse supply chain. Products in the reverse chain won't necessarily move through the same nodes as products in the forward chain, because fewer and different intermediaries may be required, such as a central collection DC or a disassembler. Reverse logistics requires a strategy for reverse information flows, including to product design, related information systems, reverse cash flows, and reverse product flows. Circular or green supply chains. A circular supply chain, sometimes called a green supply chain, is a supply chain designed for the circular economy, which is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: an economic system intended to minimize waste and maximize the use of resources through a regenerative process achieved through long-lasting design, maintenance, repair, reuse, remanufacturing, refurbishing, recycling, and upcycling. And linear economy. Exhibit 1-5 shows an illustration of how all supply chain processes need to be intentionally designed and interconnected for sustainability to become a closed-loop process. Exhibit 1-5. Circular supply chain. An example of sustainability by design is to reduce/eliminate hazardous material inputs. The waste hierarchy. Avoid, reduce, reuse, recycle, recover, and dispose from most to least sustainable can serve as a design ideal. Such strategies are more economical in the long run. For example, the organization will get the most benefit possible from the raw materials it purchases. Note how return is described as a key enabler. A circular supply chain depends on collecting products at the end of their lives so they can be reprocessed. Some organizations use their reverse supply chain flows to reduce empty backhauls, collect cardboard or packing material for reuse, or redistribute inventory to stores with faster turnover. Remanufacturing, refurbish, and resell is an example of a reverse circular supply chain. Digital supply chains. A digital supply chain is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the use of digital technology and content to improve supply chain performance, such as computers and other connected devices, the Internet of Things, IoT, and related sensors and digital content. For example, real-time monitoring of equipment can allow companies to proactively schedule maintenance or replace parts, instead of integrating with perhaps only one upstream and one downstream echelon. A digital supply network generates a flexible matrix that enables parties in the network to all share information with one another, radically improving visibility, decision-making, and responsiveness to market trends and customer requirement changes. We will discuss digital supply networks throughout this course, as well as how to get there by thinking big, starting small, and scaling fast. Agile supply chains. An agile supply chain emphasizes flexibility and responsiveness so it can adapt rapidly to changing markets or customer requirements and demands. Such a supply chain should be able to return to normal operations quickly and/or adapt to the new environment. Omnichannel supply chains. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines related omnichannel terms as follows. Omnichannel network. A cross-channel sales approach in which all sales channels, including online, mobile, telephonic, mail order, self-service, and physical retail establishments, are aligned and fulfillment processes are integrated to provide consumers with a seamless shopping experience in alignment with the company's brand proposition. Examples of this include integrated fulfillment, dedicated fulfillment, pool distribution, direct store delivery, store fulfillment, and flow-through fulfillment. Omnichannel order fulfillment, the ability to confirm, aggregate, orchestrate, and fulfill orders through multiple service points, including warehouses, stores, and suppliers, through the application of distributed order management, advanced warehouse management, and transportation management systems. The objective is to reduce fulfillment time and costs while enhancing the customer experience. Some of the network designs include integrated, dedicated, pool, direct store delivery, store, and flow-through fulfillment. C. Distributed order management. An omni-channel supply chain uses an omni-channel network and omni-channel order fulfillment to seamlessly integrate ordering and fulfillment options to provide a consistent customer experience with many convenient options. Supply chain specialization. New products, RO, and services. Some supply chains will need to be specialized. New products may require supply chains that can emphasize time to market. RO and services are also examples of specialized supply chains. New product introduction, NPI, might require a new supply chain. For new product development and introduction, vital capabilities include time to market and time to volume. Integrating product design and development into the supply chain can reduce time to market. Product development processes must have the necessary production and supplier resources/collaboration so engineering changes can be rapid. Integrating with returns can help ensure that defects or feature confusion are designed out of the new product. Designing the source, transform, and fulfill processes to be scalable improves time to volume. Processes such as design for manufacture or design for supply chain are used. It is important that both product design, a demand-side process, and design for manufacture/supply chain, supply-side interventions, are prioritized, or suboptimization may occur. This concept should be extended to involve collaborating with suppliers. This may require collaboration technology. Maintenance, repair, and operating, RO. Supply chains provide goods and services for RO in the transform process or for capital goods, such as airplanes. These supply chains have high variability in the types of parts needed for even one plant. The timing of RO work needs to accommodate frequent rescheduling to fit with production scheduling or use of the assets. The supply chains need to provide high availability of necessary parts without incurring excessive inventory holding costs. So they may rely on central supplies that can be rapidly shipped plus less expensive supplies always in inventory where the maintenance occurs. There are several key points in this process. Material planned prior to maintenance, material needed following disassembly and inspection, transport to repair site, and material needed to address rework after reassembly and quality assurance. Real-time equipment monitoring technology can help. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a company in the service industry is 1. In its narrowest sense, an organization that provides an intangible product, for example, medical or legal advice. 2. In its broadest sense, all organizations except farming, mining, and manufacturing. The service industry includes retail trade, wholesale trade, transportation and utilities, finance, insurance, and real estate, construction, professional, personal, and social services, and local, state, and federal governments. Here are a few examples. A supply chain for intangible products would emphasize the flows of information, money, and orders, communications/relationships, and service queue flow. Supply chain analytics capabilities will be important to finding how to reduce the friction in these flows. Retailers are under tremendous pressure to redesign their service supply chains to compete against online retailers like Amazon. Amazon has so many DCS that most orders are shipped within just one shipping zone. Most multi-channel retailers have to ship through more zones. Amazon picks up most supplier items itself using its own transportation network, while most multi-channel retailers pick up less than half of items themselves. Amazon's DCS keep the top-selling items in every DC and unevenly distribute the rest. This, plus integrated track and trace, significantly reduces inventory holding costs. Most multi-channel retailers have cross-docking DCS that help retail efficiency, but not online order fulfillment. Retailers need an effective, market-responsive multi-channel or omni-channel option. For example, online sales to test new products and move only top sellers to retail spaces or stores as DCS to fulfill online orders. Utilities need to arrange for fuel supplies, have an RO supply chain, and so on.